I want to help you understand the financial setup that God has for you. And what's blocking your money? What's stopping your money? What hindering all the prosperity scriptures you know? What demonic forces are keeping you from being debt free? Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Every child of God is supposed to be debt free.
Yes,
are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
And and as an apostle of finance, the Lord said, I need you to talk to them a few minutes before they give their seed and tithe so they'll understand certain things I've taught you. The blockage of your prosperity is your soul. Not your spirit, not the devil. It's your soul. The devil can't keep you from being prosperous. So here today, I want to pinpoint just a few minutes. Renewing your mind daily to receiving the prosperity of God. Renewing your mind daily to receiving the prosperity of God. I'm going to add on to it. That belong to you. Renew your mind, Romans 12:2. When you're not living financially free, it means that you conform to the world system. But when you renew your mind about prosperity, you be transformed. And notice the good, accepting, and perfect will of God is that you be debt free and that you be prosperous. I want you to renew your mind with John, 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. Now watch what he's saying. Watch what he's saying now. Watch what he's saying. Even. Come on, put it on the board. 3 John. Even as thy what? Your mind, your conscience, your imagination, your will, your desire, your intellect, your emotion, your memory. When you renew your mind, all that's the soul. You're renewing all that. Psalm 139, verse 14. They talk about, describe fearfully, wonderfully, and marvelous. But then it says, Psalm 139, 14. I'm almost through. I'm talking about your finances now. Look at the latter part of that verse. And what? And that my soul, your soul can't be ignorant and walk in prosperity of God. You can't just say a few things. I'm the head, not the tail, and think it's going to happen. You have to have a renewed mind. A renewed soul. Your imagination. You got to be a dreamer. Now listen to what I'm saying. I'm closing. And I'm going to say it over you so many times you're going to hear in your sleep. Money comes to you now. Renew your mind with that. Your apostle, your pastor is the man who's carrying the mantle. There's no reason nobody from Chicago or New York should be wearing this and you not wearing it. Now, I want you to take Romans 12:2 and Hebrews 4:12. About this money stuff. About this prosperity. The word of God is quick, powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing. You see, you need to be pierced. piercing even to the dividing of the son of the soul and the spirit and of the joint and the marrow. And look what it says at the last statement. And is a discerner. It is a what?
Discerner.
Of the thoughts and intents of the heart is of the soul. Of the soul is of the mind. Of the mind is of the imagination. You have to take the word of God. Stop trying to live on a salary. You need to know that you have invisible sources. Renewing your mind daily to receiving the prosperity of God that belongs to you. It will not come automatically. It will not come just because you say it. You have to have a renewed mind. May you become rich before you know it. And when you're rich, you got to show it. You can't hide, Lord bless it. You know, I say some things make people shiver. To make it vivid, I thought I brought it with me this morning. I was ministering, and I want to emphasize, Audrey, what God is doing in the church at this time. Finances are an end time message. And I said to the congregation in Greenboro, I came from an $11 pen, writing with $11,000 pen. No, I'm talking about an ink pen. It was a gift, but I was looking because I wanted to get my wife one a certain color like it, and I still got to get it. It had a white one, didn't it? Did it? I don't know. And well, that ain't it. No, that's about a thousand, but that ain't it. The other pen got diamonds in it. It's at home. Diamonds, yeah. It's $11,000. We were looking. We was at the kitchen table, and my wife said she liked it, so I couldn't give her mine because it was a gift. So I said, I'll get her one. So we looked, and to our amazement, the thing was, I had no idea. A man gave it to me. Think, 11, don't get jealous. It was a gift. I've had Rolls Royce given to me. Porsche been given to me. So don't get up. Just say it, rejoice, you know. Lord. But I'm trying to show you the span of your life. You come from $11 big to $11,000. Now, big don't call no $11. Come from a dollar big to $11,000 Mont Blanc. Big 69 cents, right? But you know that big right better than the average pen? I find myself in my office, I slip to the big. I like the way it's stroke, you know, big. All right, you got the envelope, you ready? I was in the hotel room, young black gentleman, young man, I ain't talking about no black gentleman, young man. Standing up there, he worked at the hospital. I said, son, you ever held an $11,000 pen in your hand? He said, what, son? What'd you say? I said, $11,000 pen. Have you ever held a writing pen? He ain't never answered me. I said, hold this in your hand. I said, now you don't have to be out on this floor the rest of your life. I said, son, I've owned four jets. He said, sir? I said, I've owned four jets. I got two partners working for me full time. I fly over the world, me and my son. Son's preaching the gospel. You know how your lip hang? Yeah. I wanted him to touch that, have an effect on his life. How many of y'all ever held an $11,000 pen in your hand? I could ask this all over. You know, I preach in Madison Square Garden. I could ask that in Madison Square Garden. Very few, if none. But that's what happened to you when you train yourself to walk with God. You understand? I'm not bragging on me. I'm bragging on God. He said, he don't need no $11,000 pen. Sure don't. But I got it. I could write with the big. But you think the man give me the pen? I'm going to say, I don't want this too nice. God would have whooped my behind if I did that. Because he's trying to get something to me, and I'm talking about it too nice, too much. What is too much? The last car I bought, one of the emblem description of the emblem that is on it, too much is not enough. Isn't that something? Father,
Father,
I know
that you have
a financial plan,
for the believer,
called
tithe
and offering.
At this moment,
I set my heart,
I set my soul,
I set my mind,
I set my memory,
I set my conscience.
I set my imagination.
I set my will.
I set my memory.
I set my desire
to tap in your financial plan for me.
Satan
will not
rob
me
anymore
in my finances.
In the name of Jesus,
by faith,
I'm at this moment
planting
my financial seed.
My financial seed.
Woo, glory.
My financial seed
into the kingdom of God's field.
I'm doing this
because I know.
Because I know.
Because I know
that this is a biblical truth.
And I set my heart.
And I set my soul.
And I set my will.
And I set my imagination.
And I set my desire.
And I set my conscience
to obey the word.
Father,
I also know
that it's a biblical truth.
That in return
for my financial faithfulness,
oh, glory to God,
you will supply
all my need,
all my dream,
all my desire,
all my want,
and above my need.
In Jesus' name,
I hold fast
to my confession
in your financial plan.
Thank you.
Come on. Thank you.
Listen,
it's 1141.
See yourself out of debt.
Genesis 11:6,
God himself said, whatever a man imagine,
you can't stop a man with imagination.
And your wealth and your prosperity and your debt-free living is a God-given imagination.
See yourself out of debt.
Before you go to sleep tonight,
see yourself having no bill.
Let your soul work on it while you're sleeping.
In Jesus' name.
Come on.
Come on. Did you come or run your way? What happened?
Jesus' name.
Oh, I'm going to get you out of debt.
And you're going to have plenty.
And it's not a sin to have plenty.
I said not a sin to have plenty.
Yes, sir, I receive.
That's a $1,000 check.
When I mention these $1,000 checks, do it make you nervous?
Do it make you say he got too much?
See, these checks made out to me.
They're not made out the word of life.
This check here made out Leroy Thompson Sr. I know that name.
See.
I just found out
you should, after a protracted period of time, if you're doing it faithfully,
connect with this anointing and it start happening to you.
But you have to be consistent.
And you can't be doing it just for that.